Welcome back, Farm Talk. Good Friday afternoon. I'm Mick Kerr, visiting with North Dakota Farm Bureau Public Policy Director Pete Hannabut with a legislative update. All right, so one win for agriculture because it was an approval, but it was a defeat for another bill, which was another win for agriculture. What is that one?
Absolutely, and I think this one probably has the furthest reach of any bill we're going to discuss in this entire legislative session. As most people will recognize, our legislature is biennial, meaning they meet every other year, not every year. And what that does for North Dakota is it keeps us grounded in reality, and it makes our legislators, more of a citizen legislature versus most other states. And so the bill to convert us to annual sessions came back, and this is not here every year, but it's here often enough. And it's been defeated every time, and Farm Bureau has been a huge part of that. It's one of those policies that we've had in our book forever that our legislature should remain biennial. And so we defeated that bill the other day on a very strong vote count, 30-17, defeating that bill. And what that does for us as citizens, just the general public, whether you're in agriculture or not, what that does is the general citizenry is it, every state where they have converted from biennial sessions to annual sessions, and there's only three in recent memory. Most of them changed years ago. But Kentucky happened quite a while ago now, and Arkansas and Oregon are the examples. In every state where they've gone from biennial to annual, the price of the legislative session has gone up. The cost to the taxpayers has gone up, not just in the stuff that happens at the session, but the bills that are passed every year have a compounding effect on budgets all the time. And legislators become full-time, whether they want to accept that label or not, full-time political animals, and they don't go home and work their regular job in their small-town USA, North Dakota. And so it gets them less and less in touch with the voters, and more in touch with just making a career out of being a legislator. And so my colleague at Arkansas Farm Bureau, they convinced them that they'd have a 30-day session to work on budgets, and then the next session when they came back, they would do all the policy things. And he said, you'd be amazed at what can become a budget issue. So the lines get crossed, and you don't just work on budgets even though you promised to, because other things become important, and everything becomes a crisis. And certain groups benefit from, having the legislature here all the time. Obviously, the full-time professional lobbying organizations or groups that are hired gun lobbyists would benefit from that too, because they can charge their clients for all these meetings they would go to. And so there's nothing good about going to a full-time legislature. And people will say, well, it makes us more responsive to the taxpayers and the needs. Well, I would counter that by saying, if North Dakota, with all the money we spend per capita, with a border of another country, so we have border issues, with the environmental and other concerns that we have with our energy and agriculture industries, with the huge amounts of money that we deal with in general per citizen, if we can handle this on a part-time basis and have for years, why would we make that change and become just like, Minnesota, where they have a full-time legislature that meets all the time? Because that's where it'll end up being, regardless. If we can do it, if Texas can do it, where they have a landmass and a budget bigger than a lot of European countries, why in the world do we have to make the change? The beauty of our legislature is that it is truly a part-time citizen legislature. And we would change all the nature of that. And people will say, well, with term limits, we have to because legislators can't get up to speed fast enough. Well, when our state legislature met for the first time ever, none of them were experienced legislators. And so they probably handled it pretty smart back then, and I think we have at least as much common sense as they did. So why would we worry about that? Freshman legislators this time, there's a lot of freshmen. They've gotten up to speed. They've jumped in with both feet. They've been, very good legislators by and large that really take the job seriously. It will happen like that going into the future, even with term limits. It's not like people come here frivolously. And so we see no good in becoming an annual full-time legislature. But some people still favor it, and they think it's the right thing to do. And we're we're happy that Farm Bureau was a big part of stopping it this time. The people that stood up on the floor in the Senate to shoot this down are, by and large, the long list of ag-friendly legislators. And so many of the legislators that helped to defeat this were people who are on our friends and family list, as it were, and legislators that I personally contacted before the vote. And so that was good to see and very affirming for the Farm Bureau.
Well, all right. Well, a win for North Dakota, a win for agriculture, a defeat of the bill going for an annual legislative session. So biennial will stay. That's good. Is there any benefit to, like, Nebraska being a unicameral body?
Well, they say they're unicameral, and they say they're nonpartisan, too, and everybody knows they line up ideologically on one side or the other. I don't know that the unicameral thing works any better or any worse. I wouldn't say it's any better than ours. I kind of like the debate and the horse trading that goes on. That, you know, you can't expect to know everything about a bill when it comes through one group of people. And having another set of eyes look at it and reevaluate it is often helpful. And so, you know, bills, you know, if we went to something different, we would have to change the nature of things. And the beautiful thing about our system, every bill gets read, gets assigned to a committee, gets heard on the floor. So a freshman legislator, a minority party legislator, they get a fair shake in this legislature. And in other places where committee chairs can just basically pocket veto a bill, put it in the desk drawer and it's dead, those things aren't fair to everybody. We have a very good open system here, and I'm afraid any kind of change is a change not for the best of our citizens.
For sure. All right. Pete, we spent our entire visit talking about just two bills. Were there any bills that were brought forward, moved ahead, or defeated, or thrown in a desk drawer somewhere regarding animal agriculture, taxation, or rural infrastructure, which are key pillars of North Dakota Farm Bureau?
Yeah, we have some positive animal agriculture bills. 2174 is moving forward, which helps with siting of livestock, which is great for North Dakota because when we increase animal production here, we also raise the bar for grain producers, too, because that grain is fed to animals if we're feeding a lot of livestock in this state. So that bill is positive for us, and it's a done deal, and that's great. The infrastructure, you know, Farm Bureau has always been in favor of rural infrastructure. Bridges and roads are very important for us to get our products to market, and that is in the works right now, that we will have a good infrastructure bill. There is always a infrastructure bill, and this one is particularly going to be good for us in a lot of ways, and so that's positive for us. And then the whole property tax thing has driven a lot of the discussion at our legislature this year. Obviously, coming out of the last election, there was a lot of discussion on property taxes, and our policy talks about relief and reform while maintaining essential services at the county level, township level. And so we will get some property tax reform. It won't be as much as most farmers would appreciate, but there will be a bill that will come out. I will predict that it will have some caps on spending at the local level.
Pete Hannabut, Public Policy Director for the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Thank you for the very detailed discussion. I hope you have an awesome Easter weekend, and thank you for the work you do for all of the citizens of North Dakota. Thank you, Pete.